This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Lots of controversial ideas are being proposed right now, and I know you probably wonder how to respond to them. Eliminate the Electoral College, regulate campaign speech, and end the filibuster are just a few. The best way to respond to many of these proposals is to remind Americans that our country is a republic, not a democracy. The framers recognized that the country would be quite diverse. They wanted to create a government that would allow different viewpoints to get a hearing. They didn't want the president merely to be elected by the larger populations in the cities like Boston and New York. That is why we have an electoral college. States with smaller populations feared that states with large populations would always elect their candidate. The electoral college forces candidates to campaign in the entire country, not just in population areas. That also explains why we have the House of Representatives elected by voters every 2 years. But regardless of its size, each state gets two U.S. senators who are selected by state legislatures every 6 years, but now are also elected by the popular vote. We have a Bill of Rights in the Constitution to protect Americans, especially minorities, from a democracy where the majority could take away the fundamental rights from a minority. We enjoy freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom to bear arms, and freedom from unlawful search and seizure. Even the idea of a filibuster in the U.S. Senate was implemented so that the majority would be forced to hear the arguments from the minority before passing important legislation. The filibuster may have been abused, but the concept once again illustrates our constitutional order. Sadly, many of these controversial ideas are being proposed by politicians who went to law school and should know better. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.